100.1 The Moose, the biggest variety in the North. I'm Greg Kay. We're continuing with another staycation interview, thanks to the NWT Tourism. On the line with me is Leah, who is the owner of Janor Guest House in Fort Simpson. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
Now, there's so much to look forward to if you stay at Janor House. Guest kitchens, computer areas, satellite TV, laundry facilities, fenced-in barbecue, all kinds of stuff. But let's first talk about one thing that we spoke just prior to the interview about, that I personally I've never heard of a place really doing this. It's really local. It's really custom. I love it. You guys have a fresh garden produce that's available,
right, yeah.
So long as it's in season, of course.
That's right. Yeah. So we let we plant carrots, tomatoes, peas, corn, beets, you name it. All the regular kale, chard, and this year my experiment is corn.
You try an experiment every single year. What was the experiment last year?
I think it might have been bok choy. And I didn't have much luck with it. It just grew very spindly. I'm not sure what I didn't do right. I'm a neophyte at gardening, so it's trial and error. But it grows really well. The soil is exceptional here in Fort Simpson. The gardens just flourish.
That's so cool to me, because I've never heard of a place really doing that. It's just getting to book a place with the family, and then you get fresh food grown right there as well. That's so cool.
Yeah, carrots and beets, beans are big items. So we have to plant lots of them. They seem to go rather quickly. Kale, another one. But this year we have an abundance of kale because it was my hubby who planted the garden. So he planted a whole row of kale, whereas I would just do about two or three plants. So we got lots of oodles of kale.
Now, you guys have multiple bedrooms available at this house. The one thing you guys try to promote is, the experience of renting this house out with multiple travelers, of course, all of which are going to be from the NWT right now. So with that, what is some of the most distant travelers you've had as guests there?
During the summertime, we get a lot of European travelers. And we've had, a couple years ago, we had a couple from Belgium. And they were actually doing a film on the Northwest Territories. They're in a group. Every year they have a competition in Europe, in their area, with short films. And so they were doing one on the Northwest Territories and what it is to be living in the Northwest Territories. So I was interviewed on that, so I'm a film star. And then they interviewed several people around in the Decho, and they sent us a copy of it, which was really well done. So that was probably, one of the really interesting guests we had. But that's the beauty of this, is that you get to meet people from all over the world, and because that's where our office is in the Janor building, guest house, so I'm there quite a bit, and I get to mingle and chat with them. So it's good.
And you guys are very personal with your guests, including allowing people to actually rent out vehicles if they need it to go to the places they want to see.
That's right, yeah. We have a truck that we rent out. K&K is the only truck rental here in Fort Simpson, and quite often they can't meet the demand. So if we have guests staying with us, quite often they'll just do one-stop shopping and rent the vehicle, and then they're able to kind of do day trips out to Samba Day or up to Wrigley or wherever they want to go within reach.
And as I mentioned, these rooms, they have laptops available. There's satellite TV, laundry facilities, kitchens, barbecue. You could basically just pack up right now and head right over.
Yeah, Yeah, it can be your home away from home. We like to promote the coziness of Jenor. It's a wonderful place for a group travel or a family group, because the bedrooms are upstairs. There are 6 bedrooms. And what it is a duplex. And so it's been opened up between the 2 living rooms, so you can communicate to both sides of the duplex. So you have 6 bedrooms, 2 with an ensuite, and then 2 rooms per 1 bathroom. So there's 4 bathrooms total, 4 full bathrooms and a powder room downstairs. And then you have 2 large living areas, and then a large kitchen that's completely equipped for whatever you want to cook. And so it's a great place for a family or group. You can just kind of hang out together, or you can have your own space wherever you want.
The en-suites are available starting at $170 a night. The
yes.
standard rooms start at $150 a night.
That's correct. Shared bathrooms share the rooms that share a bathroom are $150. That's correct. And then downstairs, there's also in the basement where the laundry facilities are, there's a small gym, like there's a treadmill, stationary bike, weights. What else is there? An elliptical machine. So in the winter, in the summer when there's too many bugs, if you don't want to go outside and run, well, you can go downstairs and get your workout.
Perfect. So if you're interested in Jenor House as a staycation, you can check out more information at jenor.ca. Thank you for joining me, Leah. And for anyone who wants to see more staycation possibilities, head on to myownlifenow.com. We've got our staycation interview page up there with all the interviews we've been doing with all the fantastic tourism companies in the NWT.